uncovered the key to like how Kramer makes his money.
How?
I think he's an author.
He could, because dude, he goes into some crazy shit. No. Like, there was one episode where he was fucking modeling for Calvin Klein.
No, and he's just ridiculously eccentric, one.
Yeah.
One, he wrote a coffee table book, and then there was another episode where they were talking about bears or something, and then he's like, yeah, it was in my book.
Dude, he did some high-profile women. Like, he's low-key, like...
Yeah.
He always has rent. They always do, like, random schemes and shit. And, I mean, look at that. Dude, he literally just, like, walked into the Cuban embassy and made friends with, like, the highest officials.
Yeah.
And they're smoking Cuban cigars outside his apartment.
Yeah, he's like going golfing the next day with them.
Gangster shit, dude. Yeah.
That's what he meant by, okay, I'm going to have to take matters into my own hands. Yeah.
He's like, all right, the Don needs to be brought in on this one. Fucking A. But on that note, welcome to Thoughts of the High Life with Sexy Sandman. We got Don't Panic Jimmy. We got Hefsek. We got the Silent Stoner. We're just doing our thing.
I love how that's how Kramer reacted, though. He's like, all right, you guys don't want to give me Cuban cigars? I'll just go to the cocktail. Yeah. Okay.
Fuck you and your Cuban cigars.
Yeah.
Dude, I love it. Everything about him is amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Except, obviously, like you said, his racist rant. But he is fucking incredible.
Well, the character of Kramer is amazing.
Right. If you haven't picked up by now, ladies and gentlemen, we are watching another episode
of Seinfeld.
It's more in the background, but as stuff comes up, we may be commenting, so that's what we're talking about.
We're going to compare 90s boobs to 2000 boobs.
What do you mean? You can't compare. 2000 is way better.
Have you noticed 90s boobs are different than 2000 boobs?
Yeah, I'm sure it's has something to do with like the way the bras are made and shit like that. The support and all that.
I guess.
Technology. And such. Thank you, Tan.
This is Joe DeVola.
We will now. Thank you. Man, all Egyptian moms are fantastically. Their generosity is unmatched.
Yeah.
It's the most aggressive hospitality.
My mom treats me like I'm a guest in this house.
That's very nice.
She's like, do you want to eat? And she like...
No, dude, like, we would go to Egypt, and like, people are like, aggressively hospitable. I'm like, yeah. I can't eat, I just ate. They're like, no, I didn't ask if you want to eat.
You are going to eat.
I put this plate in front of you, you will eat. I'm like, oh my. This is just upsetting.
I love that about Egyptians too, because even like, during Ramadan, you know how like, they would eat like all together at night at like after sunset, even if you weren't Muslim,
they would not even invite you. Like for us, like when we went during Ramadan, like as we were driving in the street, once like the sun started setting, people would be handing out food in the street, just like bags. And they wouldn't sit and ask, "Are you Christian?" But they would just literally hand it out, like, whether or not you were fasting. That's pretty cool. Like stuff like that gives you hope for the future. And then obviously there's like the other stuff that happens that ruins your hope in the future.
But
let's get back to the fun stuff. The moms. Yeah, they are something else. They always like to brag about not bragging. They're like, oh, my food is so trash. I'm like, shut the fuck up, lady. Like, you cook better than like 90% of the women.
No, they're very that's the thing I noticed. Egyptian moms are very insecure about their cooking.
Yeah, dude, it's because that's cultural. Let me tell you why that's cultural. Because that is like their biggest thing. Their biggest thing is like feeding their family.
Yeah.
So like when a lady like for a party makes a, you know, like a kofta or a kebab.
Yeah.
And she also made kebab. Like it's like a competition. That shit's like war. They're like, ooh, who's gonna have the better cook?
Yeah, but then
like all they do is cook.
So but then there's like Egyptian moms out there that don't really care. There's some Egyptian moms that are legit like cook like trash and they won't care. They'll make everyone suffer for it too. They'll bring it to potlucks and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, dude, I hate that.
No,
it's always that's the worst.
In every family, there's one though. We all have that one aunt who just cooks like garbage and you never want to go eat at her house,
and she always manages to bring the things she makes the worst because she feels it's the best. She's like, oh, I'm bringing my world famous like pasta salad. I'm like, the only reason it's famous is because it's the most hated dish ever, like please stop. But she continues, she's like, oh no, I know it always gets finished, and the way it gets finished it just gets dumped into the trash. She's like, oh, it always gets finished, so they must love it. So I'm just like, oh my god, you know what?
Ma'am, your pasta sauce is infamous. Yeah. The same way the JFK assassination is infamous.
Right. There's a difference between famous and infamous.
Yeah.
This is another example of where all publicity is not good publicity. The way you have been publicized, or your sauce has been publicized, is absolute trash. Ay, ay, ay. This bong's been hitting pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you clean it or something?
Yeah, I've cleaned it quite a few times, actually, so...
Got all that comedy money.
Yeah.
Now that my comedy money has come in.
Yeah, I take it to a professional bong washer. Only the finest.
Yeah, charged me $300 a wash.
Yeah. I use the same one Wiz Khalifa uses.
That's funny. Dude, you know Waka Flocka used to pay? Shut the fuck up.
Half sack.
Waka Flocka used to pay like somebody 60 G's a year just to roll blunts. Can you imagine your entire job title is just to roll blunts for Waka Flocka and his posse?
Yeah. That must take a toll on your fingers, though.
Oh, yeah. You get carpal tunnel as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
He must have, like...
Yeah. My fingers ain't what
they used to. Waka Flocka's like, we offer top-tier benefits. Like, can you imagine?
He's, like, retiring at, like, 61 years old. He's like, my fingers ain't what they used to be.
Oh, man. They make like a statue for him at the fucking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The best blunt rapper in this goddamn game. He revolutionized hip hop. Can you imagine?
If you needed.
Oh, this episode is creepy. This dude is mad creepy.
But it really, like, this episode really minimized the fact that he's been stalking Elaine.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Look, she's all happy and excited. She's like, oh, you have pictures of me. I'm like, oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Look, see? She's, like, laughing. She's not getting it. What
is all this? Do you like it? My home is a shrine to you.
Oh, like, you need to be weirded out, Elaine. This is not okay.
Because I don't think there was that many weirdos back then as there are now.
Yeah, no, I mean, they were just more out in the open.
Or maybe that's just 90s Instagram. Yeah. That's his wall.
Right?
Yeah, he asked her if she liked it.
This guy's an entrepreneur.
Is he pitching Instagram right now?
Right, I feel like Instagram needs to... pay him some profits or something.
Yeah, I feel like Joe DiVolo should sue.
Oh, man.
Dude, that's a meme. We should get this clip shot and be like, first pitch meeting of Instagram.
This guy liked Instagram before it was cool. God, that guy's so creepy.
Good question. It's very existential. Who are you? Who am I?
Yeah, well. Oh, my God. Who am I?
Wait, he even filmed her in the shower, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's real creepy.
Which means he was in her house, or... I mean, I can't imagine how you would get that in New York. She lives in an apartment.
Yeah. I forgot who it was in this show that got, like, robbed for all these Emmys. I think it was, Costanza. George Alexander.
Jason Alexander?
Jason Alexander, George Costanza.
What sucks is he was typecast as George, and he couldn't find any other jobs after.
He did some voice work. Like, the first time I noticed his voice was in Hunchback of Notre Dame. He was a little short, fat gargoyle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the little funny one.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, dude, that guy sounds familiar.
Yeah.
And then I saw an episode of Seinfeld, like, 3 weeks later, and I was like, dude, that's the same guy. Yeah. It's the same, like, one of the fat guard, he does the voice of Patrick. And from SpongeBob.
SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because it's a Disney movie, and that dude does voiceovers from Nickelodeon.
Oh.
And then, Ka from Jungle Book is the same guy as Winnie the Pooh.
Oh shit.
Yeah. It's trippy. It's real trippy. It's like trippy. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I think the guy who does like Frodo also does like Shere Khan and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's Oh my god.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, if you were on Seinfeld, you don't really have to do anything. Your show's in syndication.
Yeah, no,
like,
pretty much.
I know Friends, like, Friends makes 20 million. Jennifer Aniston makes 20 million a year off Friends reruns.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So that means they all have to be making the same.
No, they will be making a lot of money. I don't think the problem was ever that he wasn't making money. I think the problem was that he just wants acting. The recognition. Yeah, like, I mean, that sucks, dude.
He
did great, too. Like, he was a great George Costanza.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know where they got the character of George Costanza was based on Larry David of who he was in real life. So that's Larry David acts like George Costanza in real life. That's where his personality comes from. But
I could see that.
Jason Alexander is actually quite the opposite in real life. He's actually really down to earth.
Yeah, no, he's a chill guy. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I feel bad, because, like, he actually deserved to win a lot. Like, all of them won. Like, Seinfeld won. Emmy is, what's her name? Yeah. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah.
Like, all of them won except him. And I was like, you got robbed, dude. Like, this show was on for so long. Like, they won so many awards and he got none of it.
I think the problem was is just his character was kind of unlikable.
Really? I loved his character. It was amazing. People loved his character.
We loved his character because it was funny. But
that's the point. It's not like Peggy. Like, Peggy wasn't funny. There was no gimmick.
I would be upset if Peggy won an Emmy.
I'd be so mad. I would riot. I'd be like, you know what? I don't even know what I'm... No, I... Oh, fuck. I'd be so mad.
I just hit a soft spot. Yeah. Sandman.
Triggered me.
Triggered.
Fuck you, Peggy. Fuck you, well. I showed my sister that clip, yo. Oh, man.
Dude, what would have been like if we, like, graduated college in New York and had Seinfeld's life in the 90s?
I mean, dude, if we were in New York in the 90s, we would have killed.
Yeah, we would have. We definitely would have killed it.
Yeah.
Slick back hair, working at a high rise.
See, I can't slick back my hair. You have straight hair. Mine would be...
You slick it back, goddamn.
I'd have to... Yeah, mine would be good, because you'd pick it out in an afro, and you'd get that, like, Richard Pryor look.
Yeah. Doing hostile takeovers of businesses.
We'd be our own mob. It'd be great.
We'd have those huge brick cell phones just constantly on them.
Dude, I hated those things. Those things are so heavy.
Yeah.
God, I don't even...
Those are so... Yeah, the thing is, every 80s movie, someone just pulls it out of nowhere. You have no idea.
It's like there was no bulge in your pants. Yeah. This thing weighs easily like 11 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, where the fuck were you holding this?
Pull it out of nowhere and make a phone call. They're like, hold on.
These were not...
Not only that, the radiation coming from that thing.
Yeah, that's going to put your balls in like... You're not gonna have kids.
And you definitely had to remember every single number because there was no touch tab.
Yeah.
There's no contact screen.
Oh my god, that is so creepy. What is he doing with this?
He's a clown.
Oh, that's right. He does that, yeah.
Yeah.
See, like, all this stuff is the one that cast clowns in this creepy light.
Yeah.
Cause like when we were in Egypt as kids, we went to a clown circus.
Yeah,
and that shit was funny. Like the clowns weren't scary.
Yeah,
it wasn't until we got here that clowns were like put in the scary, you know, villainous.
It's because people here are such pussies, man. They're like afraid of everything.
Yeah,
like it's a fucking clown. But we literally make movies to like play on clowns, like being evil. Like Pennywise.
Yeah.
There's really no reason why Pennywise is a clown in the first place if in the second one he's an alien from outer space. Are you telling me he's an alien clown from outer space?
Right.
Are you telling me there's a planet of clowns?
See, I didn't see the second one because the first one I didn't even like. Parts of it were funny, but it wasn't scary.
I didn't even pay attention to the second one. I was on my phone like 90% of the time. I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah, honestly, like. Sorry. Honestly, like, scary movies don't really do nothing. Horror doesn't scare me. I'm just like,
it's not scary.
It's not believable.
It's really not.
Yeah. That's kind of one of my issues with it. Like, if y'all made it believable and scary, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, but there are some that freak me out. Like, The Witch That one freaked me out.
Why would the witch freak you out?
Like, the more you think about it, the more it freaks you out. Like, I don't know. Like, when I saw it in theaters, I was like, nah, all right. This is trippy, but it's fine.
What's the witch
like,
about?
The witch is, like, about this family that gets kicked out of the colonies back in, like, the 1600s.
Yeah.
And they go into the woods, and there's this witch in the woods.
Yeah.
And she's, like, kind of fucking with them. And this goat is, like, Satan. It's really creepy. It's a trippy movie, yeah. Pretty good. But, like, the more you thought about it in the days after, the creepier it got.
Why?
I don't know. It's just, like, more of it made sense. And the more you thought about it, like, the movie got real creepy. And I'm just like, ooh. Like, especially, like, the voices and shit. The way they talked. I was like, oh, this is mad.
Well, then, well, you can imagine.
And then there's obviously, like, this really black goat who just fucks everyone over. So.
Yeah, but then you can imagine how creepy, like, the writer is.
I've always wondered, like, who's writing this stuff.
Yeah. But it's typically just, like, a screenwriter who sells a screenplay. Yeah.
This is, like, some broke 30-year-old guy. He's just like, he says a cigarette. He's like, oh, scary? All right. Witch pops up, drugs the boy. He's like, what's the next one? Furry porn? Fuck! Yeah, he's just mad. He's like, the cow gets behind the horse. Can you imagine?
Just like,
yeah, this dude
skip
is
a beat.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, fuck, kill me. He just writes it anyway.
Toy Story like, 5 again?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man. No, you know, one thing I read that was pretty funny was the Disney animators, because they were like, they had some shitty contracts.
Yeah.
Where it was like Disney owned everything ever made with all of these type of, you know,
yeah,
whatever. Like all the animations, they owned everything.
Yeah.
So what the animators did was they would make like these horrifically graphic like sex scenes,
yeah,
of like all the movies and like all the characters, because Disney had to keep them. Like, since they were technically like their property,
yeah,
so they had to like keep them on file so that they would be able to say this is our property, like nobody can publish it. So I'm just like, dude, that is so, it's such a genius move on their end.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck you guys, you guys want to take away all of our like original content? Well, here you go. Like, here's a bunch of content you didn't ask for, but you're gonna get anyway. And that shit used to kill me, bro. Oh man, I love reading shit like that.
So there's like a stash of like Mickey and Minnie Mouse porn.
No, it's more like Minnie getting like a train ran on her by like Pluto. It's like they do ignorant shit. Like it is disgusting.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they do it on purpose.
Do they actually make a movie out of it, or it's just animated?
They just animate it because they have to keep, you know, in terms of like copywriting and stuff,
oh,
so they can say, oh no, our animators already drew this. Like, somebody tried to publish it. And so they literally have to keep it on file. So the animators, as like a fuck you to them, was just like, all right, we're going to draw this shit. Like, and you have to keep it. So there's literally like every terribly like innocent creature has like images of them getting like gangbanged terribly.
Oh my god.
Because the animators were just mad.
Dude, how awesome would it be if they were like, if they actually like published those photos too, like those animations?
That would not be fun. Like, what the hell? I'm gonna take my son to go watch like Lion King, and then like see that shit on the internet the next day of like Mufasa like banging the fuck out of a wildebeest. Like, no, I'm fine, dude. Like, I'm okay. I'm 100% okay with them never releasing that footage. Like, 110% okay with them never, ever releasing any of those.
They're like, son?
Yeah.
I'd have a talk with my son. Yeah. Son? Today Daddy, you're going to become a man.
Yeah. Daddy, what is that tiger doing to Jasmine? Fuck! It's like you have to have that conversation now.
Sometimes when a tiger falls in love with a princess.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What?
I don't even know.
What?
This existential crisis after existential crisis.
Why? What's happening?
Huh?
Why? What's happening?
No, just like all these jobs. Oh, speaking of jobs, well, how's your job looking?
Pretty good. It's pretty fun, pretty chill. Seems like I can like do whatever I want. So
it's always a plus.
They sent me out to get a chest X-ray for like 3 hours today while I was on the clock.
Yes.
So I was supposed to work 8 hours today. I only worked like 2 of them.
Oh, nice. That is pretty dope.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, and they're hella chill. They're really nice.
Dude, honestly, like, coworkers make the job.
Yeah, like my coworkers.
Any
are super
job,
nice.
Like, as long as you have good coworkers.
Yeah. That's the thing I hated about like going into like my old job.
Yeah.
Because my client worked at Amazon.
Yeah.
And Amazon was like, everybody minded their own business. They didn't talk to each other, and there were so many people in there too. So it was like, dude, this is like such a like cold environment.
Yeah.
If I died in here, you guys wouldn't even know my name.
Have you seen the South Park episode where they have the fulfillment center and the guy gets into an accident and gets like boxed up? And like nobody can stop the machines and they just like box them up. And they're like, are you ever coming out of the box? No, my internal organs are crushed in a way that if the box was opened, I would explode. That shit killed me. He said it's so matter of fact. He's just like, no, actually. Oh man, dude, that's how we know we made it, low key. If we ever get on South Park, if they start making fun of us.
Oh yeah, South Park, if you're listening, I'm Dope Pen and Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm the Sixth Man. I'm not gonna say have sex name because he's gonna start screaming.
Imagine they just put.
And you heard the silent stoner cough his approval. So.
Imagine they put Hapsack on instead of. They make fun of Hapsack instead of us. Like, there's no mention of us on South Park.
Yeah.
It's just Hapsack.
That would be funny. Oh, man. Hapsack is going to blow up and we're going to become poor.
Yeah, I feel like Hapsack's going to do, like.
That's why he's ignoring us now.
He's going to do the reboot of, like, Old Yeller.
Old Yeller gets shot at the end. Hapsack wouldn't be able to get through, like, 10 seconds of shooting.
Yeah, telling him to sit with the Hapsack play dead. No, I'm not gonna.
No, I'm good.
No. Let's play a little bit more.
Oh my god.
Or he would just start barking at the gun and trying
Asian
to like
man
bite
is
it.
Large. Dude, if I had to sit next to a guy like that in the theater, I'd be low key pretty upset.
What's
what?
What's George's fiance's name? She's actually kind of hot.
She's all right. Susan, I think it is.
Oh, that reminds me. Remember Family Matters?
No, I've never seen Family Matters.
You know who Urkel is, right?
I do.
But you've never seen Family Matters?
I've seen, like, a couple episodes. I wouldn't... I mean, I don't know the storylines or the basic themes or anything like that.
Okay, so we're gonna have to run a whole marathon of 20 seasons of Family Matters.
Wait, didn't they just do like the live version of that?
No.
Or was that All in the Family? Oh, I think that was All in the Family.
That was All in the Family?
Yeah, they did it like on stage. It was good. Like they had Andre Brower. Wait, because they did one with like the white family and one with the black family. I don't know like the show the names, but the white ones had like. Andy Samberg, it had Kevin Bacon, it had Woody Harrelson, I forgot the lady. And then the black one had like Jay Farrow, Andre Brower, Viola Davis, and it was good. Like it was really like well done.
So they did two versions, a white version and a black version?
No, I think they rebooted like the two shows just for like the stage, like one episode. It was pretty good, yeah. Andre Brower was hilarious. Andre Brower is the one who plays Captain Raymond Holt in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh!
Yeah! I fucking love, dude. He's my favorite character on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's one thing we should watch.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah.
It's on Hulu, right?
Yeah, I think it should be. Oh, man.
I think the thing that pisses me off about the face mask is not knowing if a girl that's passing you by is attractive or not. It bugs me. You know?
It is kind of annoying.
You know, like, I can't tell.
You don't get to creep as much.
Yeah. I want to know if the person standing behind me at the gas station is attractive or not.
Why? You want to put it in your spank bank?
I just turn around. Madam, I demand to know your attractiveness.
Remove your mask, woman.
Remove your mask at once. Yes.
Oh man, you're gonna get like the opposite.
You, madam,
you're gonna
are
get,
horrendous.
No, see, you're gonna get like the opposite end of Karen. She's gonna be like, "No, I leave my mask on. I have a free right. I'm gonna leave my mask." And you're gonna be like the exact opposite of these Karens who don't want to leave their mask.
Oh man. These Karens are out here just ruining shit for everybody.
Yeah, they are.
And fuck you, Karen, and fuck you, Susie.
Luckily, I'm so glad. That's one thing I'm thankful for at my job. There are no Karens there.
Dude, that is clutch. Because a Karen in the workplace is the
worst. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, at my last job, there was like 3 Karens.
Oh my god. You know, dude, who is the Karen in AOG?
Dawn.
I think so. But also, nah, I think it's Dawn.
Steven Fonz. Even though he was the supervisor. Who is he gonna ask for though? He can't.
Dom, I'm gonna need to see you in my office, please. I'm gonna need you to speak to the manager of the people on the next door suite, please. Their air condition is getting too loud, and I can't enjoy my afternoon cocaine.
Stephen Foss is like PC. Yeah. What is with your microaggressions? Yeah.
Please stop your microaggressions, Dawn.
Whoa!
Woo, woo! Can you imagine him coming through the sales floor?
Did you just denigrate? Did you just say spokesman instead of spokesperson?
Yeah.
Are you trying to say women can't be spokespersons?
Right.
What's your problem, bro?
You got a problem?
You got a problem, bro?
Oh man, that job, man, definitely a front for selling cocaine, but
yeah.
It was a great
ALG.
Job.
Yeah. Won't love, won't hard.
Dude, I'll never forget, very first day on the job, I'm 19, and I walk in, and he goes, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm just like, "Oh yeah, it's great, you got a nice little bottle," because he had like a bottle of Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah,
and I'm like, "That's a nice little bottle you got there." He's like, "You can go ahead and take that home with you." I was like, "You hired me. You know I'm 19. He's like, "Boy, do I look like I give a fuck?" I was like, "Ooh, ooh, this is going to be a fun job." Yeah, he had the best Southern accent I've ever heard.
Yeah, he used to call me in. He's like, "Ballers, get in here."
Yeah. Dude, no, my favorite thing was we had to work one holiday. I think it was either Memorial Day or it was fucking July 4th. I forget which one of the days we had to work. And we had like a patriotic costume contest.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot about the costume contest. But I knew like Steven was patriotic as fuck. So I literally just like took down the flag in our, that was hanging in our office. Cause we had literally a like full size like podium flag or not podium, like the flags that go up the pole in the office.
Yeah.
And so I literally like took that down and I tied it around my my neck as like a cape. And I was like, "You can call me Captain America." And I got second place because I knew it would work. Like everyone else had like a fucking like flag tie and like coordinated their suit to be like red, white, and blue. And I'm just like a fucking college student in shorts and a fucking like basketball shoes. And I just fucking walk in with a cape of a flag. And he's like, "That's America right there." Like he was perfect. He was so happy. He was like, "This is the right spirit." People like worked like 3 hours on the costume. And he's like, "Sandman over here's got the right idea." Yo, they were so earth.
Oh my god.
Oh man. What's your favorite memory of ALG?
My favorite memory?
Yeah.
Oh.